Over 40 in Vancouver, episode number 69.
69, dude.
69. Bill and Ted. Something.
I'm Bill.
I'm Ted. The recording live via the Audio Boom app from underscore app. At Revolver underscore coffee on Twitter.
I feel honored we're actually in Revolver.
At Revolver Coffee on Instagram. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
To all the cab rides I've loved before. Because I will cabs and Uber. Dale, you have a salvo or salvos.
Salvo?
I hear.
So, well, it's not where I thought we were going to start, but that's cool. there is this interesting thing happening called platform cooperativism.
Yes.
Say cooperativism three times really fast.
I see the
fast.
Angle here. Excellent. Platform, what is platform cooperativism?
Well, think of Uber, but instead of having the drivers being just poor buggers that are scraping by on the wages, they're owner-operators. So it's using...
You mean like cabs used to be before this whole medallion thing happened?
Pretty much. And then you take a central platform that is owned by all of the operators, which is what Uber's real big thing is.
You mean like, right? Email, where we can all each run our own IMAP server?
No, not so much like that, but more people coming together in a common thing to create the network effect so that... If someone wants an item, like what's really interesting is someone is using this technology in New York to bring together the cleaning people.
So map it up for me. How would it work for cab drivers?
Well, basically, you would have the cab drivers become a member of the co-op. Well, Stocksy is a good example of that, which is an artist co-op in Victoria. They're written up in Forbes. The artists are owner-operators. Stocksy runs it's a stock photo website.
How do you spell Stocksy?
Stocksy, I believe.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But I think that's it.
Each member of the platform cooperative.
The co-op runs the website, which
pays for that.
Which is like a standard stock photo website. And
but each member pays pays the co-op to be a member.
They pay their co-op share and they get a whole lot more percentage of this photo sale than someone would selling it to your standard
Getty
and all the other people who buy all the rights, basically.
Right.
So you
and
are,
you retain some sort of rights or more rights than you would with Getty stock images.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the rights work for that, but the bottom line is I forget what the percentage is, but the artists get like this compared to the other deals for stock photos, they get a huge percentage. Like, and it's a co-op, so they are a member of the co-op. They have their share, and they get a say.
How could this apply to cabs,
same
taxis?
With cabs, you would have your you would have your central technology thing, which would be like the app driver, and the co-op members would basically just have the technology in their vehicle to do that. There's also cab companies that are co-ops, like run like a standard company.
Have an example?
There's one in the States. I forget the name of it. They actually were featured in a movie recently.
So there's life beyond Uber.
There is life beyond Uber.
There are alternatives to Uber, is I think what you're pointing out here.
What I'm saying is the sharing economy is horribly mislabeled.
Right.
As it stands now.
It's more like sharing for a few wealthy white VC investors in Silicon Valley economy.
It's
quote unquote.
Yeah, it's sharing.
Air quotes.
It's sharing in the sense that you don't have to own it. You're kind of like using someone else's, you're borrowing, however that works. But it isn't a true sharing of the resources. It's a monopolistic thing right now.
Why do those things happen first as opposed to platform cooperativism, or is it platform cooperativism just slower or newer, or it's just due to the nature of it, it takes a while to get going?
Well, that's where having somebody with an idea that can take it forward with, you know, the first mover advantage.
A vision.
A vision. Well, you know, finding it takes a long time. Like, it's like that biological survival. You try lots of variations. And it's typically single people doing variations. When you bring people together sometimes, I mean, that's the one disadvantage of bringing lots of people together to decide on something. Like
there's a little more inertia.
Model. Well, and you don't. It's harder to. You're doing more of a consensus-oriented kind of thing, so you do not get all of the variations that you might with people that are just trying ideas on their own.
Right. Do you think this idea will take a foothold in Vancouver, San Francisco, New York? Well, it obviously seems like it's happening in New York.
I don't know that it'll happen for something like Uber. I think there's lots of places, like in New York with these cleaners, that which are typically at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder. This gives you an opportunity to like go to a website as a person and not have to try and vet an individual person to come in. You're dealing with a single company that's going to manage having the people come in, but the actual people doing the work get the money from, as a co-op member, get the money from doing the work. They're not just like wage slaves.
Right. Have you ever taken Uber?
I have not, actually.
Neither have I.
I hardly ever take cabs.
Really?
Yeah, I just I end up relying on transit.
Yeah.
And
well, that's the thing, the last mile problem, right? Uber or something like it, or your platform cooperatism or taxis can solve that last mile problem, the mile where there's not a large amount of people problem. Is how I would phrase it.
Yeah. I can't wait
or
for...
Or self-driving cars,
I can't wait
whatever.
For self-driving cars, yeah. That's where I was going.
I see bad driving every day.
Occasionally, very occasionally, where I haven't planned properly, I've taken a cab home because I was too drunk to drive. That happens once in a very, very blue moon.
Could you walk home?
Well, not the time
2 hours?
I took the cab.
2 hours?
Not from downtown Vancouver, drunk.
You couldn't?
One
you
in
walk
the morning.
On the Stanley Park Bridge, and then you go to North End.
I could, but I won't.
It would take you 2 hours, right? Roughly?
Probably. I don't know.
You'd have to be extremely careful in your inebriated state.
Well, it's like at that point, you just want to get home.
It'd probably be easy to catch a cab from the North Vancouver side.
Not really.
From Lonsdale Quay?
Well,
but you have to get to Lonsdale Quay. That's the thing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, most of the drinking establishments in North Van are...
I acknowledge that there is a problem. I've never had a problem with San Francisco. I mean, I go from the airport to a hotel, hotel to airport, and there's plenty of cabs waiting for you. And with the advent of Uber, they're actually nicer.
Yeah.
And in Vancouver, I don't go clubbing. So I hear the problem is if you're clubbing or if you go to obscure addresses or whatever.
The one time I was coming in from the airport Sunday night and I skytrained as far as Waterfront Station.
Yeah.
And
yep. And there were no cabs at Waterfront?
No. I was going to take the C-Bus home, but the damn C-Bus shuts down at like 11:15.
Did you take a cab? Was there a
so
cab for you?
I lucked out. I walked outside and there was a cab driving by and I kind of waited.
Oh, they don't stop there?
No, I think they go over to the hotel next door.
Oh, I would have walked to the hotel. That's the other thing. That's my other tactic.
That was my plan. I mean, that was my plan, but I stepped out the door and there was a cab driving by and I waved and, I lucked out. And otherwise, I've always phoned ahead, you know, like for airport at stupid o'clock in the
morning. We're 5 minutes from Yellow Cab. They know me, I think, because I've used them a lot. So, Yellow Cab on Clark Drive, I mean, in Vancouver, in East Vancouver. Well, I wonder what Joseph Planta thinks. I don't think he has a car. Richard Erickson. Anthony Hughes. Do you like cabs? Do you like Uber? Do you like platform co-op? Cooperativism.
It's new.
Let us know. I think something like Uber is fine if people, again, as I say with almost anything, if they make 50,000 plus benefits, plus vacation. If they're making a living wage with benefits and medical care and all that stuff, you can do whatever you want, man. That's all, you know, like crazy Uber is fine, but they're not doing that, so I can't be for it.
I'm with you. Yeah, if they were a little bit more equitable with the actual workforce.
If they said tomorrow that they would be doing that worldwide, I would support them on that. Anyways, I'm sure opinions greatly differ, but since no one listens to this podcast, signing off from Revolver, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, cheers.